They were astronomers, loaded with cameras and scientific instruments, who had come from all over the world to study a total solar eclipse. One of them was Guillermo Gonzalez, a young Cuban immigrant to the United States who had recently earned a Ph.D. in astrophysics at the University of Washington. Gonzalez was in Neem Kathana at the invitation of the Indian Institute of Astrophysics to photograph the eclipse and measure changes in atmospheric conditions as the Earth passed through the moon's shadow. He later wrote, "To experience a total solar eclipse is much more than simply to see it. The event summons all the senses. The dramatic drop in temperature was just as much a part of it as the blocked sun and the oohs and ahs from the crowd." What brought astronomers such as Gonzalez from all over the world to watch an eclipse that lasted less than a minute? In a total solar eclipse, the moon exactly covers the face of the sun, leaving only its fiery outer atmosphere visible from Earth. Studying that outer atmosphere enables astronomers to discover much of what they now know about the stars. If the moon were smaller or larger, or closer or farther away, such discoveries would have been delayed, perhaps indefinitely. It's as though the size and orbit of the moon were tailor-made for science. As an astronomer, Gonzalez already knew that many factors contributed to making Earth the best place in the solar system for life. Now he realized that Earth was also the best place in the solar system to make scientific discoveries about the universe. It seemed unlikely that the conjunction of the two was due to chance. To Gonzalez, it was evidence of intelligent design. Cosmic fine-tuning. The fundamental constants of the universe seem remarkably fine-tuned for life. For example, if the strength of gravity were weaker by only one part in a trillion, 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 the universe would have expanded so quickly after the Big Bang that no galaxies or planets would have formed. On the other hand, if gravity were stronger by only one part in a trillion, 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 the universe would have quickly collapsed back on itself. Either way, we would not exist. Other finely tuned fundamental constants include the strength of the electromagnetic force, the ratio of the masses of protons and electrons, and the strong nuclear force that holds atomic nuclei together. In fact, there are over a dozen constants that must have precisely the values they have in order to make the universe habitable. Oxford physicist Roger Penrose has calculated that the odds against all these constants having just the right values are 1, followed by trillions and trillions more zeros than there are elementary particles in the universe. It would be impossible even to write out such an enormous number. The chemical elements also seem uniquely suited for life. For example, carbon is unusual in its ability to combine chemically not only with itself, but also with many other elements, making possible the vast number of complex compounds needed by living cells. Several other elements, most notably hydrogen, oxygen, nitrogen, and phosphorus, are uniquely suited to combining with carbon to form biologically active molecules.